Happy Sunday, and welcome to another edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. This is your boy, Gerald G. Rat Riley, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, who happened to be my wife, who is the most...
Katasha Riley.
All right, we're broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. Welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations, entitled Love, Conversation, and Business. In the studio today is a dynamic couple. I don't want to use the word power couple, but they are a power couple. They are our mentors. Even though they don't know they mentored us, they mentored us.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, audience, please give a warm welcome for...
Rosalyn Horace.
And Marquise Horace. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm so excited today. This couple is an amazing couple. They have a lot of great information to put out, and they are doing a lot of great things around this city. And so we're just going to go ahead and dive on to another great edition of Sunday Conversations. First question. What is your definition of a power couple?
Oh, wow. So you're just going to get right into it, huh?
Yes, yes.
What is my definition of a power couple?
Influential.
Okay.
Influential would be good. Influential, close.
Okay.
In business.
Motivating.
Motivating. But let me transition just a little bit. I think we're a great couple. I don't know if I would say we're a power couple. Like, I'm really impressed. Like, I really appreciate that. I really am. But I like that though. What did you say? Motivating and what else did you say?
Influential.
Influential. I would say
just supporting.
Okay.
Supporting.
So yes. Tell me some of the characteristics of a power couple.
All of those things. Influential. Business minded. Business savvy. Doing things in the community.
Supporting your other in their dreams.
Come on now. You're talking my talk now.
Yeah. I mean, I might not see it, but if she want to do it, I'm going to try to support her and help her get it done.
Come on now. Now, speaking from a man's point of view, I often tell my wife this. It's hard for an Afro-American man to really reach his full potential unless he has the right Afro-American or woman behind him.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm not saying that. I don't even like to use the word power couple.
Good.
Yeah.
But
you guys are powered up. And I think any successful marriage is powered up.
Gotcha.
And so I guess that's where the word power couple
came from. What I love about Marquise and Rosalind is that they are powered up because they are plugged into the relationship that they have with God. The fruit that they bear is evidence in our community. And the love that they show to their fellow man definitely is there. So the power that they have, it just multiplies into so many different things that burst into energy in our community as entrepreneurs. Rosalind being an amazing, great wife, as well as Marquise as her husband, her as a mother, and balancing, you know, everything with that. And I can speak from that perspective as a woman. But, you know, Dad is a hunter, so he goes out there and he gets it. But when I look at them, and when Riley said that, you know, being our mentors, you got to have a model. And most definitely, you guys are fantastic models for anyone that has been in the entrepreneurship of marriage.
Gotcha.
Come on. That was my wife said that. Okay, my next question is, how do you two guys work together without bumping heads, without wanting to choke each other out all the time?
Y'all, that's really a question for you guys, because see, y'all work together on a day-to-day basis. In addition, we get a break, being gone. Right. Okay. You know, so we don't work together per se on a daily basis, you know, just when we're doing our events or, you know, come together on something like that. So,
But she will give me guidance. Like when I get, put your suit on. don't go out there in a shirt and some jeans. Put your suit on.
And then sometimes I'll say, No tie, dress shirt, no tie.
Yeah. Wow.
No tie.
Okay.
You know,
wow.
Say, you know, no tie, but put a jacket on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I get comfortable and she's like, no. These people are paying you. You need to represent.
You need to show up like you're on the job.
Mm-hmm. Marquise, do you think that that's good advice that she gives you when she looks
look,
at you as
listen
her,
to
as
me.
Other,
listen to me. She has kept me grounded in so many different ways that I guess when you start doing the work, you try to get, okay, I'm trying to do this, I'm doing this. You're not thinking about what it looks like. You're thinking about the results.
Mm-hmm.
But she lets me know that what it looks like alters what you can get for the results. You know, you can't go out and charge people to do this and then show up any kind of way.
Right.
You got to represent what you're charging, the brand. This is your brand. What you're doing is you.
Let me ask this question right here.
Okay.
Who apologizes first?
Me.
Okay. Riley, I'm just saying. I just asked the question.
I'm not going to take Marquise's advice on that. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. Okay. Now, my wife and I are very spiritual people. And being a Christian man and Christian woman is a very intricate part of us in business. We don't make a step in business without praying, without fasting, without going in. How much is God a part of your partnership in business and in your marriage?
It's a lot. You know, maybe not as, and I don't know if this is a good word, maybe not as organized, you know what I mean? But I do a whole lot of, Lord, please, Lord, make it plain, you know. and for me, and I hope I'm staying on topic, for me, I'll be 50 this month. And so for me, it's always, Lord, make it plain. Give me some clarity. Because at this age, you know, when you're younger, I mean, we never know when we're going to leave here, but when you're younger, you have time to recover.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, of course, we all want to live to 100, but, you know, so it's like, Lord, make it plain. I don't want to make any mistakes, because the mistakes that I make not only will affect my husband, but my children, too. You know, so he's definitely a partner. I'm always saying, Lord, order my steps, Lord, you know, and so funny that you asked that question, because I like to listen to different sermons on YouTube. And what this particular minister was saying, Miles Monroe, actually, he was saying how sometimes people was, I love him, but sometimes people will say, you know, they heard the voice of God. And he was just saying, you know, everyone doesn't hear the voice of God, but
right.
you'll feel a nudge, you'll get an idea, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And once you're praying, you those visions, you know, will start to come to you and start to come together. And, you know, so a very, to answer your question, it plays a big role.
It plays a very intricate role, yeah, in mine as well. I second guess a lot of stuff, but when I pray about it and some of my questions get answered, I don't verbally say it, but me and him have a personal conversation, like, Lord, you hear me? You see what I'm trying to do? And you're showing me that it's the right thing to do.
Right.
Yes. And even to add to that, when my dad prays, one of the things that he's been saying for years is, as a part of his prayer, is, Lord, bless our efforts. And so it's like, now I have adopted that when I pray, Lord, bless my effort.
Wow.
Bless what I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? You know, I know all power is in your hand, but bless what I'm trying to do. You know, so... Yeah.
Well, guys, let's have a throwback moment, and this gonna be for Rosalind right here.
Boy.
Rosalind, what was the name of the salon on Buena Vista Road?
Talk of the town, baby. Talk of the town, honey.
So Rosalind worked at Talk of the Town, mm-hmm, and I worked at Jenkins Brothers.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
Back in the day,
mm-hmm,
those were one of the two hottest
yes,
salon and barbershops.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. In Columbus, and mm-hmm, so. We definitely came from
Jenkins.
From That's greatness, right. From greatness. But, you know, we were talking the other day, and we used to go, if I'm not mistaken, on Monday or Tuesdays, and we used to see each other at Libby's.
Yep.
And so, mm-hmm, we want to give a shout out to our girl, Libby.
Libby's Nails.
And congratulations.
Nails. Yes.
We are
That's
so
right.
happy
That's
for
right.
you.
That's right. She had a beautiful wedding.
We are so happy
bride.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
But that goes to show how long ago that has been. And we definitely have evolved since that time.
Yeah, because look.
And most. Most definitely. God has blessed us in relationship, family, and business. So that's a part, you know, of our topic. So we're going to switch this thing up a little bit, and Rosalind and Marquise going to get an opportunity to ask me and Riley some questions. We want to see what these mentors got. Go on ahead and give it to
them. Hey, hold on. I have something to say.
Okay.
Now, when I was in Korea and I was getting ready to come to Fort Bend in Georgia, I was asking what barbershops should I come to. And all the way in Korea, they told me the name of those shops.
That's all right.
That's how powerful. Yes, because we had guys coming from Fort Benning. They were coming to Korea from Fort Benning, and I was leaving Korea going to Fort Benning. And they told me the name of those shops along with OJ's barbershop. So
that's right.
That's how powerful a great salon or barbershop is.
Yes.
You know, that's continental.
Yes.
I just want to add my 2 cents.
But you know what? Even speaking of that, you know, Mr. Hightower, he's passed on, he's gone on, but people still remember the impact of a step ahead and Talk of the Town. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you ride by where it was, there's no evidence that Talk of the Town was ever even there because it's a completely different building.
Yes.
But we still remember it, though.
Right.
We
right.
still remember it and still remember the impact. A lot of great barbers came through there, a lot of great stylists.
Great foundation.
Really was. Okay. So speaking of Jenkins, I thought, I never told this, I thought you were Jenkins. So who was Jenkins in the barbershop that y'all worked in?
So let me clarify this. So Earl was the owner of Jenkins Brothers. And
so it really was brothers?
It really wasn't brothers.
Okay.
I don't know if it came from a mentor
or
Got whatever,
it.
But he definitely was military as well. Which you guys, a lot of people don't know that both of you guys are veterans, so thank you for your service.
Yeah, you too, Riley.
But Riley had a barbershop called Riley's Barbershop on Luna. I had a salon on Far Road called Proverbs 31.
Right.
And I married my barber. I married my barber. I knew him. I went to the barbershop for about 2 years. But after about 90 days, we got married. It was a fast business transaction, but it worked out perfectly.
Really?
That's all right. So now the questions we're asking you, this is about, I'm sorry, is this about the business side, entrepreneur?
All the above.
Okay.
Business, love, and conversation.
I tell you what. What inspired you guys to be entrepreneurs?
Just a little quick story. My grandmother used to always tell me that I was gonna be a hairstylist. And maybe because she saw the things that I was doing with dolls, Barbie dolls, and I was fascinated with hair. But one of the things that she said that she was sure of is that if I didn't start combing somebody else's hair, I wasn't going to have none.
Okay.
It kind of stuck with me. And most definitely, I started pursuing hair at an early age. 2 years after graduation, I actually attended Columbus Tech. And so I actually went into a salon, which Jenkins Brothers was the first salon and barbershop that I actually worked at. And decided to later lunch out and get my own. And
so
I've been on my own since.
For Columbus Tech is ironic, because my wife was Columbus Tech as well.
Well, what inspired me is that I come from humble beginnings. And when I mean humble beginnings, I was getting a haircut probably three times a year. And I always wanted a fresh haircut. And so what happened, I wind up starting to cut my own hair at 12 years old. And progressively, I got better. Cutting my own hair, and then I started cutting everybody's hair in middle school, high school, college, and the military. And when I retired from the military, I'm like, I was already working part-time at OJ's barbershop. And so the natural progression was to go ahead and do my own thing, do my own thing. And so I had no idea that I would become an entrepreneur or professional barber. That is nobody but God ordered my steps. And I thank God for it.
Riley, I love when you told the story before about someone gave you a pair of clippers.
Yeah, my best friend, BB, his cousin's dad was a barber. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't buy any clippers. And he gave me 10 pair of raggedy clippers. And I put, out of those 10 pair of clippers, I wound up making 2 pair of clippers out of 10 at 12 years old. And that's how I got started. And I still honor him today for that.
That is all right. Mm-hmm. That is all right. That is all right.
To God be the glory.
Yes, seriously. So how long have y'all been in business together now?
16 years.
16 years.
Okay. Same amount of time we've been married, 16 years.
Okay. That's all right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Double
anniversary.
Okay.
I told you it was a fast transaction.
Right. 90 days, same as cash.
Okay, so I know that y'all have a nonprofit organization. So how long have y'all had that and what brought that about?
Pretty much the same thing. When I opened up my barbershop, it was always my vision and dream to help. Mm-hmm. Whatever community I was living in, I always wanted to make it better than how I found it. And my way of doing that was hiring little kids, paying them, and mentoring them, taking them fishing, just doing father or big brother things. Mm-hmm. And that's how we got started.
In the military, make you a foxhole right. better than how you left it.
For me, I actually mentored and girls came from Twin Cedars. And so I would let them fold towels, mm-hmm. answer the phone, mm-hmm. just to give them that feel of confidence and entrepreneurship. And so when me and Riley got married, we actually just kind of mirror things that we were doing alike, and we intertwine it together. And a couple of years later, because we was already doing the work.
Right.
But someone, you know, mentioned that we should try to get our 501c3. And so we end up getting our 501c3. Okay. And that's how we actually started it up.
Okay. And now I know y'all just moved to a new location, but this is your actually, is it third location?
Yes.
Third location, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So tell me about the progression from the first to the second to the third. What did you like the most about your first and your second location?
We were fast and furious at that first location.
Okay.
We started off, I think we had maybe 1,800 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And we, some people came from Riley's and some people came from Proverbs.
Okay.
And we hired some people.
Okay.
And so our staff actually, you know, grew from people knowing people.
I was going to say, because I don't think Facebook was really popular.
It was MySpace.
MySpace.
It was MySpace.
Okay.
And so, we definitely didn't know how to take advantage of it, like Facebook.
At that time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely the fast and the furious. And we learned a lot about business as husband and wife, business building a team, and business actually making sure that it's a balance in our personal life as well.
And that's what we were talking about, because y'all work together 24/7 during the week.
Yeah. Yes, I've been looking at this man's face straight in the eyeball for 16 years all day.
But even though we work together, we literally go hours without seeing one another.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Literally hours without seeing one another. And, you know, most of the time I take a nap sometime during the course of or work, and I go up there and I take a nap, and just so I can wake up and see her.
Good.
That's so
good.
Sweet.
That is.
Our second location, on Midtown Drive, we were there for 11 years, and that location was actually a great location for us as mm-hmm. well. Even though we was on the backside, God never failed us, and He really blessed us with a great team.
Mm-hmm.
He blessed us with just the community, the support of the community and the endeavors of our outreach ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And just teaching us how to actually be ministers. And so they were like our congregation. And one of the things about it is that in a congregation, you have people that come and go. but it's for you to give your best. And so me and Raleigh always tried to put out our best in giving what we had to love, to show, or whatever, you know, there. And then our next location, I'm going to let Raleigh pass the torch.
Well, our next location, and I have to give a shout out to you two, Marquise and Roslyn. I have to give a shout out to you guys.
Come on,
because
now.
You guys were always the model. You were the model as far as a 501c3. You were the model as far as owning your own business instead of leasing and renting. And I think I talked to one of you guys probably 10 years ago, 10 plus years ago about, yes, because you guys own your business. It's a difference between owning and leasing.
I
probably will get into that later on, but you guys were always the model. And so for me, I can't speak for why, but for me, it was always trying to get to where you guys were.
And the same for me, Raleigh, most definitely. And I love that both of them are so open. It's not a time where I couldn't ask Rosalyn a question and, you know, and she didn't reply and give an answer. It's not a time where I have called Rosalyn and said, Rosalyn, you know, I wish the best for you. And today I just want to let you know that I love you, because we know as entrepreneurs and especially females that sometimes you don't know what another person is going through. And it doesn't mean that it's got to be something bad, but lift them up, breathe into them, because it is hard on the yard. It's not easy. You know, you just don't pop out the box and just become a successful, you know, entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You still are going to go through some things on that railroad track.
So true. And, you know, Katasha, with you saying how I've always been, you know, if you asked or whatever, I would always respond. I guess I've kind of been an open book when it comes to business, because I can remember being that young, hungry stylist wanting her own salon. And I remember being at the hair classes, like I can remember like yesterday, being in the hair classes and asking, like, you know, the person giving the class, like, so how did you get your salon? Like, how did you do it? How did you get the money? And the answer would always be something like, you got to work really, really hard. You know, you got to really, really want it. I'm saying, well, I already want it. I'm already working really hard. And forgive me, but I used to be thinking to myself, well, now, looking back, I would be thinking, like, if your boyfriend is a dope boy and he opened up the shop for you, say so. If your uncle left you some money, say that.
Right.
If your grandmama opened up for you, say that.
Right.
Because telling somebody to work harder is not an answer.
No.
Mm. It's really not. That's not an answer, because I don't know, you know, if y'all know, but the banks aren't really just... It's a little bit different now, but let's just say almost 30 years ago, they weren't really dishing out money to hair salons.
Right.
So it's like, so how did you do it besides working hard? Like, more to having a business and getting funding than just working hard. But so if somebody asks me, even now, Katasha and y'all, both of y'all, I think, are in the messenger group. If I hear about a grant, I'm posting it. If I hear about anything, we used to share ideas in the messenger group about PPP when that was around, you know, all of that. I just think we got to help each other. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, give me one second.
Okay.
And me telling somebody about some funding that I heard about is not going to make me get any less than what I'm supposed to get. So
come on now. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, tell
them. It doesn't dim your candle.
It doesn't. And I will say, too, I guess it's so odd when you find people that are open books about their business, because typically in our community, we are taught to keep our business to ourselves.
Preach.
Right? I don't know if that's cultural, you know what I'm saying, because I've never been, you know, but I think our culture is keep your business to yourself, don't be telling your business, you know, but I'm sorry.
I know we got to go on, but you know what, I think that starts when we were small. And something happened in your house, and your mom be like, don't you tell nobody our business.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we grew up not telling nobody. And I don't mean to get off into other areas.
Right, because that can go somewhere else. Yeah.
But that hurts, especially
it
men.
Does.
Mm-hmm. Especially men, because we got so many things we deal with as men, and we're not telling anybody in this big ball of pain. But we're getting into something else. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I tell them all the time, if it's a biscuit on the table for me, you can't eat it. That biscuit for me, I'm going to get it.
That's right.
But people, I'm going to tell you this, because I'm going to make it quick. When I first wanted to open up a photography studio, I saw the need. It was 10, 15 other studios. We didn't have but one.
Come on.
I asked people around. I asked around. I went to other studios. But when I went to the studios, they opened up to me. They didn't have no problem. The guy was like, sir, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't do black weddings. He said, it's hard. This is a white guy. He said, it's a white dress and a dark-skinned female. The camera is set up for gray. You got to know what you're doing before you get in this business. Hmm. So he said, do you have some cameras? I said, yeah. So he said, go get your equipment. Let me make sure. He was trying to make sure I was legitimate, not just trying to come by.
Right,
and have
one. Right.
When I opened up that case, he said, I'll show you whatever you want to know. I'll even show you my business plans and my prices.
Wow.
Two things you don't change. Your price and how long you're going to be there.
Come on.
That's it.
Okay.
Come on.
That was it. And I went to my, this is somebody didn't know. When he saw my business case, saw what I had, and I came to him asking about the business side. I knew how to shoot the pictures. But the business side, I was like, okay, I need some help on it.
Right.
And he opened up like I had known him for 50 years.
That's amazing.
Marquise, I'm glad that you actually mentioned that about the photography, because before we actually end this conversation, I would like for you guys to just tell us a little bit about your you guys' empire.
Morris Empowerment.
And what do you do? Your 501c3, and what do you have coming up next, and how can we reach you guys?
Next we have an event coming up. It's our scholarship fundraising event. It's called the Beauty Honors. It's December the 18th. And we will be, during this event, we will be recognizing some beauty professionals here in the area, and we'll also be giving scholarship to two, possibly three, cosmetology students here in the area.
How important is, how can people give to your organization?
You know what? I'm so glad you asked. They can be a sponsor of the event, they can purchase an ad for the event, or if they just want to give a donation period to Horus Empowerment for this event or for whatever, they can do it by PayPal, they can Cash App us at $ Horus Empowerment, or they can write us a check and make checks payable to Horus Empowerment Incorporated. They can go to the website, and there's a where you can submit a question.
What's the name of the website?
The Beauty Honors. Okay. BeautyHonors.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where is it located?
Where is the
Beauty Honors located?
The event?
Yes.
The event is going to be at Bibb Mill Event Center. Used to be River Mill, but okay. It's Bibb Mill Event Center now.
And let me guess, you have a photographer.
We do.
Okay. That's a clue.
I'm sure he's going to have some.
I'll have some help there as well, but Horse Photography will be there.
Yes.
Will
and
be
now there. Tell us again, what's the name of the event and what time and where is it located?
Okay, so the name of the event is the Beauty Honors. It's where we honor and award beauty professionals. It's going to be Sunday, December the 18th. Meet and greet is from 6 to 7. 7 o'clock is dinner and awards.
And part of the proceeds are for what?
Part of the proceeds benefit our cosmetology scholarship.
Wow, that is big, ladies and gentlemen. Please, please, please support Horus Empowerment Scholarship Fund. This has been Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Have a great day. Peace.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.